Okay, Wednesday 1:21-26. How Faith Works, Part 27. This is Attend to My Word. Proverbs 4, right here. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for their life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I'll just keep going here, it's too good. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. The devil, he's always trying to get our attention off of the Word of God onto what he's doing. A few days ago, I heard these words. Symptoms are Satan's narrative to get you to believe a lie. Commercials are riddled with these said narratives. All the broadcasting networks are riddled with these commercials to get you to believe a lie over what the Word of God says. Satan's message is a message of fear and not of faith. False evidence appearing real. I looked at the word attend. It means to prick up the ears. Always think about a puppy. To hearken. Hearken to what? To faith. To what faith says about your condition instead of what the evil one might have to say. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8. Starting with verse 5 there. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, seriously or grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from east and west and sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Wasn't healed that second, but within the hour. It appears what the devil just hammers us with are his lies of in every direction. Just think of one. But the Word of God is more powerful than anything the devil does. This is Jeremiah 23:29. I'd have to say it's one of my favorite Old Testament scriptures. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. It says, is not my word like fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. That's the way the Word of God works. It breaks down the resistance. Our armor is not passive but aggressive. We may think because we're just standing that it is passive, but it is not. I'm going to read the armor of God out of the Amplified. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier which God supplies. that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms. See, he's saying these aren't, this isn't symptoms. This is despotisms, powers against the master spirits or the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. So what's coming against you may appear to be some kind of physical something of some sort, but it in reality is one of these powers. Talk about in the second heaven where they can't be in heaven, they're not going to be in heaven, but the prince of the power of the air. Stand therefore, hold your ground. Wait a minute, I forgot one. 13. Therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger, having done all the Christ's demands to stand firmly in your place. In other words, you're not moved. You're not moved by what you see or you feel. Stand therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins and having put on the breastplate of integrity, the moral rectitude and right standing with God. And having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm foot of stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace, you already know the outcome because God has already said you have the victory, you have health, you have wealth, you always triumph. Verse 16, lift up over all the covering shield of faith, upon which you can quench all the fiery darts or missiles. It says it's all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. So everything he uses against us comes from the outside to try to terrorize us off of our stand. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times, on every occasion, and every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of the saints, God's consecrated people. This is not a lax stance by any means. It may appear we're doing nothing, but we're doing it all when we stand. Healing already belongs to us, and we're not trying to get well. We are well, and we are making our stand, and we are not backing down. Satan is a thief, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God has given us his armor so we are able to stand effectively. Faith over fear, that is what God's gear is all about. Faith over fear, that's my gear. That ought to be a brand, Christian brand. Faith over fear, that's my gear. Satan has used his craft to deceive the entire world. His fear porn has infiltrated all seven mountains of influence. Nevertheless, the truth remains the same. Jesus paid the price for all of us. 1 Peter 2:24, I could quote it, but I'll read it. Well, you know what it says. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. I like 25. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. That's your mind there, your soul. John 10:10, what does the devil do? He comes to steal, kill, destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He already did it. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Doesn't matter how it appears. It doesn't change. God is greater than the devil. Corinthians 2:14. Sometimes we just need a reminder of what we have. And Jesus paid a dear price for us to have it. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. He always causes us to triumph, especially when we keep our stand. We don't let the devil. Keep God's word in and the devil's narrative out. And you will continue to stand and obtain the victory. And I want to elaborate on that a little bit. We really need to be aware of the narratives that we allow into our minds. We may not think it means anything, but it can compromise you. So a fiery dart might be able to get through. So when we're keeping our minds where they should be, then we can stand strong. But we should not get in a place to where we have allowed something to start taking us down a trail that we don't want to go on. That's when we can be fired upon. So we need to keep our stand and keep the word of God. It says attend to prick up the ears like a little dog, intently listening to what his master has to say. Just like I have a sign in my office of a little dog sitting in front of a Victrola, and he's listening. He's attending to what's coming over that. So I want to encourage you today, especially when it seems like the battle is raging, we have to attend to God's word and stand strong and say, nope, I know whom I have believed and persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Okay. I think. Let me.